to close out for each of you, what is one resource that you would recommend to other Black mothers, whether it's for their children or it's for themselves, and why?
Wow. I cannot just give one resource. The things that that has helped me and that I always preach to everybody I come across is to find your village, create your village. You have to make sure you have people around you that is going to uplift you and uplift your child. If you are a mom now that don't really have a village and you don't know where to start, a good organization to look up is the Mocha Moms. They are a national organization that have chapters all over the country and definitely in all the major cities. I happen to be a member of the Mocha Moms chapter here in New York, the Manhattan chapter, and they have given me a plethora of information, and I am just so thankful for all the information and fellowship they have provided. And then two other things. Definitely have to check in with your self-care, because you cannot give from an empty cup. So what works for me, my journaling. I may not do it every day. I may not do it every week. But when I have something to write, I have something to write. And also, this may not be for everybody, but for me, therapy has really helped. I've always gone to therapy since I was younger. I'm not ashamed to say I've gone to therapy. I'm not ashamed to say I'm in therapy now. Because one of the things I think as Black mothers and Black women and Black people in general, there's this stigma about mental health. We need to get rid of that quickly because it's hurting us. It's very detrimental. So I have a wonderful therapist that checks in on me even when it's not time for our session. And she has helped open up my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't quite see or I didn't quite understand what was going on. And all of those things are helping me be a better person, which in turn helped me be a better mother for my daughter. And that's all I can ask for, to be a better version of me for the 2.0 version that's coming at you in a few years.
Thank you. What about Kia?
Just echoing Megan's sentiment there, I think that the biggest resources that we could be is to have a community that supports us and supports our children. We are in that community. And so to be able to pour into ourselves and pour into our children, I don't think there's anything that we can provide externally that we don't provide internally. So just making sure that, you know, we have the voices around us that are affirming us, that are telling us that we're awesome, that we're unique and special. And so providing the space so that our children can grow into who they are destined to be. And that in large part depends on what's around them.
Tiffany?
I just want to echo what Megan said. For me, creating space, so, you know, community, friends, all of those, making sure you have those people close. But for me, therapy has been a huge resource that was not normalized when I was a kid. And I'm so grateful I've had the access and privilege to make it normal in my life. But I found a Black woman therapist, and she is truly a gift in my life right now. If you're looking for a therapist, I know it's hard to find a Black person who is a therapist. At least it was really challenging for me to find someone who was a good fit, right? It's not just that they're a Black person, but that they're actually a good fit for where you are and who you are. There's an Instagram account called Therapy for Black Girls that is a great resource just for affirmations on the feed, but also they have a filter option that I think is very complimentary to Psychology Today to find a therapist who is Black.
Right. And a few of you have mentioned therapy. I had one episode in season one with Akua Boateng about what therapy can do for Black women. And then I had another episode with Dr. Angela Neal Barnett about anxiety and panic and fear. And they also mentioned resources as well. Therapy for Black girls is mentioned in that too. What about Anuma? What resources would you recommend for other Black mothers?
Two things I think that I've helped and or surviving have been echoing the advice around community. So other mothers, so that's been really important. And then my partner and I, that we make sure we like go outside into nature with the girls every day. I found that like even like super healing.
Okay, and Maka?
First one is the Conscious Kid website. They have two good reading lists. One is about promoting the normalization of Blackness, and the other one is kind of focused on anti-racism. They're both for kids, different ages. So that's a good place if you're struggling to find some literature. Second is meditation. I'm not at all someone who's very good and consistent about meditating, but I will say that this is something that my Black female therapist told me, and I will just join in with everyone affirming the importance of therapy, and specifically if you're a Black woman having a Black female therapist. I did not for a number of years. I finally got one, and I'm telling you, it was a huge difference. It's something that she encouraged was meditation, and just like even 2 minutes of meditation can be really powerful. And for someone that really struggles with focusing, I always find counting your breath meditations to be the easiest. It gives you something to kind of anchor in. It's just when you're breathing in and out, counting those breaths. And for people who struggle with meditation, that's a good place to start.
Jennifer?
So I have two resources, and both are from Black women-founded organizations. So the first is called Young Black and Lit. One of my friends from law school, she founded a nonprofit that focuses on getting books featuring Black characters into the hands of children. So they do book drives, they donate books, and they're based in Illinois. So it is more local, but one of the things that's really nice is there is a book list and you can purchase books from the website. And it focuses on books that feature Black girls, Black boys. So it's a really good resource. The other resource is actually a 21-day podcast that I've been listening to from Girl Trek, which was founded by Black women. And so the idea is for 30 minutes, each of these 21 days, they feature a different Black woman and talk about her contributions. Also talk about what that particular woman's contributions mean in our world today. There is a lot of talk about self-care. And the idea is to listen to each podcast while you're out on a walk. That's what the nature of their work is.
Fantastic.
A good mother-sister circle is amazing because sometimes we get so overwhelmed in our own heads about things that just to bounce the ideas off of somebody else that could understand where you're coming from is just not only mentally healthy, it's physically healthy because you're getting enriched in your soul. And I miss it. But when I had it, it was awesome because a lot of the stresses that come with motherhood, especially for someone like myself, I tend to put myself last. And I put my kids first for everything. It's hard to find that me time in between things. That me time was me having time with my girls, discussing motherhood, discussing things with your spouse and things like that, but just having someone to talk to, someone to vent to, someone to encourage you or even tell you, hey, you are tripping.
Alana?
I agree with that completely. Mine is more along the lines of trying to get your kids to be independently wealthy as soon as possible. So how to teach them financial literacy, because I think that basis as they become older, particularly being a person who's Black, when you're in the workplace and you can take a risk, that is everything. There are so many people that don't feel the freedom to move from place to place or try to do the next big thing because they are financially obligated in so many different ways. And if you can help your child feel financially secure as and understand how money works, not just from, hey, this is like savings accounts and whatever, but all the way to investing and hedge funds, all those things that come with increasing complexity and just make it not intimidating. I think that would set your child up for a lot of success. And it's a lot of what I think about and how to get my Black children to the point where they feel the freedom to do whatever it is in their heart they want to do.
Natani?
I think for me, a really important resource is, again, not to sound like a broken record, but the Black church. I feel like there's a sense of community there. You walk in and there's families that look like you and you're steeped in traditions that our parents and grandparents are familiar with. There's just that community piece to it and also just the sense of pride in who you are that's emphasized at least at my church. And also, and even bigger than that, I think that's just the gift of helping your child grow in his or her own faith, because that's going to sustain him when I'm gone. There's so much difficulty in the world and it can be such a hard place. And I think for him to know that, you know, there's something bigger than him, that there's a power that's bigger than him that's interceding on his behalf, that he doesn't have to worry about the future, that he doesn't have, he can cope,
he can have a source of strength. I think as a mom, it's probably one of the best gifts that I can give him.
And Aaliyah?
You know what? I have to plus one to all of those. And I really do want to go back to what Tanita was saying about the importance of a sister circle. Because like I mentioned before, like I'm so grateful to have so many friends that have kids. Having people that keep you grounded and also understand your values and what's important to you, just to have them to bounce things off of and to have those reality checks when you're like, okay, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, I'm not crazy, right? And to have somebody that can really empathize with you, I think is so important. And make sure you are rooted in something. I have to also second to Tani, something that is bigger than yourself and that you're teaching that to your kids, because that's something that they will have for the rest of their life.
So thank you, ladies, so much for being here and for joining to talk about motherhood and motherhood of Black children. And I really appreciate it. And I really do think this was a great conversation and hope that listeners would find lots of value from this. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
It's a great conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Break Concrete. We welcome your questions and suggestions at breakconcrete@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at breakconcrete and join our Facebook community to continue the conversation. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Until next time.